God for your next level. Over the next few weeks, we are going to be talking a lot about next levels and stuff and stuff. Some of the things you've heard me say before, and some you might not have heard me say before. But if I say them again and again, remember, repetition is the mother of perfection. Praise the Lord. So that you and I can imbibe it and walk with it. Amen. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 4, "For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope. For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope." This is to say, no matter what your situation may be, no matter how difficult this year may have been for you or the last few years, the Bible is saying, as long as you are alive, there is hope. Somebody says, "I am alive, I have hope." Come on, say it like you believe it. I have hope. Praise the Lord. You have hope. Amen. "For to him that is joined to all the living, there is hope." So there is hope for you. Amen. Hope for now, hope for tomorrow, hope for the future. There is hope for you. Praise the Lord. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said there is hope for you. Let me show you a scripture before I move on. I want to read it from a different version of scripture or the Bible. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I want to read the good news. I like the way the good news put it. Jeremiah 29, 11. Good news Bible. What a sound. You have good news in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'll read it from my own Bible here. This is God speaking. "I alone knows the plan I have for you. Plans to bring you prosperity." I thought I'd hear an amen. Amen. I'll start again. "I alone know the plans I have for you. Plans to bring you prosperity." Amen. "And not disaster." Amen. "Plans to bring about the future you hope for." Amen. Who hope? "Plans to bring about the future that you hope for." God is saying, your desires, but let it align with the will of God. He says he will help you bring them to pass. Amen. Whatever you are longing for between now to the end of the year and into 2016, the Lord will bring them to fruition for you. I say God will manifest them for you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. There is no reason to look morose. There is no reason to be sad. God is in control of your destiny. God is in control of your life. The Bible says in Psalm 42 and verse 5, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God." Let your hope be in God. Let me tell you something. The only time you will be disappointed is when you put your trust in a human being. When you put your trust in a human being, you will be disappointed. I have told us before, human beings are a resource. They are not the source. It is God who touches the resource. Hallelujah. God, who is the source, will touch the resource to be a blessing to you. So you don't have to begin to prostrate for the resource. Go and prostrate for the source. Okay now. Praise the Lord. Amen. Where does hope come from? Is hope something you can manufacture by yourself? Human hope fizzles. Because what will your hope be based on? Hope is always based on something. You can base your hope on the salary you are going to receive. But guess what? You will finish it. You can base your hope on the promise somebody promised you. But guess what? They can disappoint you. Not because they want to, but circumstance can make them disappoint you. What will you do? Genuine hope comes from God and from God alone. Where is hope born? Hope is birth in the place of prayer. You can't have the future God has desired for you if you are a lazy Christian. If you are a Christian who cannot pray. If you are a Christian who cannot look into the Word of God. Let me tell you something about the Word of God. There is no prophet in this world that can prophesy to you anything that is stronger, more mightier than what is in this Bible. Did you hear me? So those of you looking for prophets to prophesy, read your Bible. Touch your neighbor and say, read your Bible. Study your Bible and take prophecies that God said. It is what God says alone that can come to pass. Some prophets, they prophesy based on how they see you. Not because God showed them anything. Hope is birth through the word of God in the place of prayer where you tarry before God. Where you are talking to God about your situation. Then suddenly something drops within you, knowing that, you know what? This prayer has been answered. That gives you the hope, right? And then you rise. Praise the Lord. The psalmist said, Psalm 62 and verse 5, my soul wait thou only, where? On God. My soul wait thou only on God. King James Version. Wait only, where? I didn't hear anybody now. He says, wait where? Wait only on God. Wait upon God alone. Why? All your expectations will come from who? It's from God, church. This is a message that redirects your focus. Whatever you are looking for, whatever change you are looking for, only God can instigate that change. The psalmist was so smart. This is a revelation. This is a prophetic revelation. Wait only on God. The man you are waiting on too is waiting on somebody. Hello? It's a good thing to say, well, when I meet with the general overseer, I will ask him to pray for me and then I will be healed. It's okay. But do you know that the general overseer too is waiting on who? And if I know him well, he wants you to wait on who? I see situations whereby the man will have preached and prayed and prophesied and blessed the whole congregation. And some people will still stand and say, no, until you lay hands on me. be a baby. Romans 15 verse 13. Now the God of hope, the God we serve is the God of what? The God of hope fill you. Hope fills you with what? Joy. Because when there is expectation, there is what? Joy. Paul said in verse 5 of that same scripture, he says, rejoicing in hope. How do you feel when you receive a text message or an email from UPS that says your package will be delivered that day? Hello? You're happy, isn't it? And should they not meet you at home and take it back and put a small card? You know you are not happy. Even if you have something to do that day, sometimes you just abandon what you want to do because you want to wait for your package. Right? That dress you ordered. That toaster. Whatever it may be. I'm just throwing stuff out there. Amen? Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in what? In believing, in faith. Faith, hope work together. Faith and hope work together. Faith and hope work together. Why do I do what I do? Because I know. Because I have hope. It says that ye may abound in hope. Through what? The power of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost quickens you. Tells you, don't give up. Don't give up. Men may say there is no way. He will make a way. Some of us, I don't understand. People will say, well, you don't have this, so we can't do that. And then we just accept it. We just accept it. We don't exercise faith. We don't exercise hope. If what men say is finality for you, you don't need God. If a man said it, God can change it. I didn't hear an amen to that. I said, if a man said it, God can change it. If a man said it, God can change it. But when God says it, no man can change it. I remember when God told me to leave Nigeria and go and start church in England. You know, some of us will be very happy. I wasn't happy because I had no reason to leave. But anyway, I had never been to any embassy in my life. And then they refused me visa. But then, I went to the embassy, the British embassy, and they refused me visa. They said for so reason, they are not going to give me visa. I was kind of like with mixed feelings. Well, Lord, you see, you said I should go. And they didn't give me visa. So, I'm saying, how could I stay? God says I should go. This and that. Because another reason why I thought I had to leave quickly was because thieves came to our house. And the only thing they stole was my own clothes. How do you piece that together? Amen. So, we were having a crusade at the National Theater in Nigeria, in Lagos, Nigeria. Outside camp. As I stepped under the tent, the man of God was already preaching. I had not sat down. He just said, some of you, God had told you to relocate. And you have gone to the embassy and they refuse you visa. And you have given up. Come on, go and get your visa. I knew he was talking to me. The following week, I went back to the same embassy with the same passport. I was in the elevator. There was this white guy and another white lady. And we're all hi. Getting to, not knowing that that was the person that was going to interview me for my visa. Maybe it was my perfume. As soon as I saw the guy, oh wow. He didn't even act as though he recognized me from the elevator. I did not spend 2 minutes. I got my visa on the same passport they denied the following week after denial. Some of you will have said, this passport, you don't die. Go and collect another one. And I have never been to any embassy and carry file of documents or anything. God forbid. Hope! Hoping in God is the best because God cannot lie. Did you hear me? I don't need mental consent. I want your spirit man to catch this. Hoping in God is the best. And God cannot lie. What he said may not be showing, everything around you might not look like what he said. Don't give up. The Bible says that by two immutable things, in the which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that which within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered. Even Jesus made an high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. Don't place your hope in anything else. Don't place your hope in anybody else. People will disappoint you. Do you hear me? Even your parents will disappoint you. The Bible says in Hebrews 10 and verse 23, it says, hold fast. Hold fast. Hold fast to him who has promised because he is faithful. Let us hold fast to the profession of our faith without wavering. For what? He is faithful. That promised. God is faithful. Hello? God is faithful. Things may not have gone your way so far. Don't lose hope. Look forward. Look to God. That's what the Bible says. Looking unto who? Jesus. The author, that is the one who wrote it. The author and the one who ends it. And the finisher of your faith. Looking unto Jesus. Let your gaze be on him. I remember one early morning. Barely 5 a.m. that the man of God suddenly called me. I said, Pastor Carl, I was praying for you. And God said, I should tell you to not look on the people. That was when there was a mass movement. It was like something from Texas. There is a vacuum from Texas that's just vacuuming people. You know. And I never I never called this man. I never said anything to him. He said, trust in God. That's why I'm still standing. Amen. Did you hear me? Oh my God. I said that's why I am still standing and you are still here. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at Philippians 3. Verse 13 and 14. Philippians 3. Verse 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Soon, you have to forget anything about 2015. Even if you don't forget it, he has forgotten you. Because you won't see 2015 again. It will never come again. Amen? And doing what? Everybody say reaching. How do you reach? How do you reach? Reaching forth. He didn't say reaching back. Amen? Reaching how? Forth. Moving forward. There's a next level to do what? To move forward to. Reaching forward unto the things which are before you. Don't worry about what is in the past, what didn't happen, what could have happened. Now look at what should happen. I press toward. You know, when somebody is going towards something, you can't be going towards something and it is backward you are going. You are not going toward. To go toward means to look forward. Toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We hope in God. And it helps us to look forward to what God has promised us. If you don't spend time in the presence of God, it's because you have no hope. Hope keeps you in the presence of God. Can I say it again? Hope does what? Keeps you in the presence of God. Hope keeps you in the house. Others may say it's impossible. Yes, it may be impossible for them. That doesn't mean it's going to be impossible for me. I refuse impossibility. Let your faith wake up. Let your spirit man wake up. Let your soul wake up to the everlasting God. Let it wake up to the promises of God. The promises that doesn't fail. Hallelujah. Hope. Hope. Hope is like a womb. Hope is the womb that conceives your next level. I've never met any woman who is pregnant and who is not looking forward to deliver. Hello? Show me one. When my wife was pregnant, every day she's like, I can't wait. I say, well, this one you have to wait until the right time. Praise the Lord. Every pregnant woman is waiting for the day they are going to carry their bundle of joy. I say, your bundle of joy will not elude you. I say, your bundle of joy will not elude you. I say, your bundle of joy will not elude you. Everything that hope has birthed within you, you will deliver. I say, you will deliver in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Is what keeps you pressing on to your next level.
Can you imagine being faced with the Red Sea in front and the furious army of Pharaoh and Pharaoh behind, hearing hoofs of horses and seeing dust being raised? And you are not even a fighter, you are not a warrior. And God said, go forward. Hope says, move forward. Tell your neighbor, say, move forward. Move forward. When you hope in God, He already gives you victory. And He separates you from the ordinary. He separates you from the mundane. He separates you from the nothings. He separates you from the useless. Praise the Lord. You don't have it now. Fine. But hope says the possibility of having it is high. Did you hear me? I was listening to a documentary about how the first astronauts from the United States landed on the moon. You know, the mechanics that they have then is not as sophisticated as the one they have now. Amen? And one of the wives of the astronauts asked, what is the possibility of my husband returning back? And they told her, it's 50-50. For her, it was better that it's 50-50. She grabbed her own 50 as the biggest hope that my husband will come back. And the man came back. Hope gives you the highest possibility. Amen? You see, you go to the doctors and they say, oh, this thing is malignant. There's nothing we can do. And you two, you leave the place and agree, well, the doctors, you know, they are the ones that know better. They say it's malignant. And you two, you agree to malignant. And yet the Bible says that in the beginning, whatsoever was not so, anything that is not so from the beginning, it was not so from the day you were born. So it can't be malignant. Did you hear me? It can't be malignant. The word of God, the blood of Jesus is able to flush it away. I reject malignant. I reject malignant. If you allow your hope to be stolen, guess what? Your future is already destroyed. I say if you allow your hope to be stolen, your future is already destroyed. I told us something a few months back, and I'm going to repeat it again, concerning hope. Hope in God says, you may not be able to go back in time to make a new beginning, but you can start now to make a new ending. You can start now to make a new ending. So that the way the enemy thought you will end, you reject it and say, no, that's not the way I'm going to end. I'm going to end well. I'm going to end great. I'm going to end marvelously. This year is going to end well for me. It's going to end well for you. If you believe it, shout a good amen. Where others see impossibility, hope gives you insight into possibility. Did you hear me? Others say, no, no, no way. It's impossible. Kansas City is not good. Yes, it's not good for them. But it's good for me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, there's nothing in Kansas City. Yes, because they are blind. I can see something. Praise the Lord. God said to Isaac, stay in this land. But there is famine. Let me go there. God said, I said, stay there. He labored here, found water. They drove him away. He moved again, found it. They drove him away. Hope kept him moving
in the same area. Until he came to that same place. And he found water. In this city you will find water. I say in this city you will prosper. God is no respecter of person. God is no respecter of location. Are you listening to me? The same God of Saudi Arabia oil is the same God of Texas oil. Amen? You know, before, in Nigeria, the only place there was oil was where? In the east, right? They believed that all the oil of Nigeria was in the east. Now, they have found oil in Lagos. They have found oil in Anambra. They have found oil in Ilesha. They have found oil in Sokoto. I'm mentioning places. Go and check your Google. You find it. There is oil in Kansas City. It's just that they've not found it yet. You will find it. I say you will find it. Somebody's going to come one day and say, who is the pastor of this church? Yes, can I help you? We would like to take something of this land and we'll be paying you rent every month. You mean there's something in this land? Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, it's a rare mineral. Do you think that if the British knew there was oil in Nigeria, they would go? But God allowed them to go. Even though Nigeria squandered it. Your hope will not die. I say your hope will not die. Hope in God makes power available regardless of the opposition. Hope makes what? Power available. Is it not hope that wakes you up out of bed? Amen? No matter how weak you are, and they say, oh, the weather. Let me say something to you, for example. The weatherman say, the weather is going to be bad today. And somebody said, well, if you can meet me by 10 o'clock at Union Station, I have a check for you that you have to sign the paper before I travel for $10,000. What will you say to the weatherman? Weatherman, you're on your own. Because your brain has 10, 0, and 0, and then another 0 and 0. When I go and come, the weather can start. Who cares about the weather? Why? Because hope moves you to say, you know what? Even though the weather is bad, I will navigate it. Even though the weather is not conducive, I will navigate it because there's something there for me. You will not miss your place. You will not miss your blessing. I say you will not miss your blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. Time will fail me to talk about characters in the Bible. This past week we talked about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. King, kill us. That's the most you can do. Our God is able to save us. And even though he does not, we still won't bow. It's hope that makes a man say statements like that. Hope and faith. Hope, faith, and love. Praise the Lord. I say to you once again that the word of God is your sure prophecy that keeps your hope alive. Keep the word close by. Keep this word of God closer than anybody else. Closer than your spouse. Closer than your children. Closer than your parents. Closer than your job. Keep this word of God
closer. Your destiny is here. Your next level is here. Your prosperity is here. Your breakthrough is here. Look at Romans 15, verse 4. Romans 15, verse 4. I'm going to begin to close. Word and sound. Let's read it together. I want to go very loud. Is that your loud? Very loud. Whatever is what? What do you think he's talking about? Whatever is written in the Bible before was written for you and I to learn from, that we, through patience, that's one thing that God has to help us with. Patience. Patience. You know why a lot of us don't have patience? Because we begin to measure ourselves with somebody else. We begin to compare with sister B, with brother A, with family C. What they are doing, why can't I to do it? I want to do it the way they are doing it. No, 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 no. They are following their own blueprint. Follow your own blueprint. Follow the blueprint God has given you. Be patient. It says through the comfort of scriptures. Through the comfort of what? Scriptures. You can have hope. Hope in God is your driving force. Hope in God pushes you towards your desired future. Praise the Lord. The Bible says in Jeremiah 17 and verse 7, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. Blessed is the man that trusts in God and whose hope the Lord is. The Bible says in Job 14 and verse 7, there is hope for a tree. If it be cut down, that it will sprout again, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. Why? He says, though the root thereof wax old in the earth, and stalk thereof die in the ground, yet the scent of water, through the scent of water, it will bud. Hope will come alive again because of the word of God. Sarah was 90 years old. Let me show you something. Genesis 21, verse 7. Genesis 21, verse 7. And she said, who would have said unto Abraham that Sarah should have given children suck? Hope brought that child, right? So who would have said? That is to say, human beings did not even give them a prayer. When they go shopping, you know, my wife and I, we can go shopping together. And I'm like, honey, are we taking that? Sweetie, do we need that? Abraham and Sarah, their own is. Father of many nations. And people in the store will wait. These ones that have no picnics, they have no children. Look at how old they are. They are saying, Father of many nations. Which nation? Whose nation? Oh, hello, Mother of many nations. What's that? You want habanero? Okay, let's buy it. Nobody gave them a prayer. Even Brother Lot. Oh, I can say a lot of things about the character of Lot. Who would have said, Abraham, that Sarah should have given children suck? That is to say, at age 90, she breastfed. Oh, wow. Not like my mother's breast, though. The one that there's nothing there. Age 90,
she still produced milk. Huh? Think about it. Age 90. Her breast still produced milk. What everybody said has been impossible, God will bring to possibility for you. Where they have written you off, they will write you in. I say your life will amaze people. Your destiny will amaze people. Come on, let's rise up on our feet. The Bible says in Romans 12:12, rejoicing in hope. Lift up your hands to heaven and tell the Lord, my hope is in you. It's in you and in you alone. I hope in you, Jehovah. From here to my next level, my hope is in you. I look unto you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. I know I will not be put to shame. Even as I look up to you, is your promotion delayed? I want you to look up to Jesus. Don't be bitter with somebody else. Don't be embittered because of somebody. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord.